Hey, Don, I guess just to start off, what kind of felt different for you in those next four innings as opposed to the first? Did anything feel different, or what kind of changed for you, I guess, would you determine?
Yeah, I mean, went from 0-2 to 3-2 to a walk and then a homer, just kind of, I guess, sped up on me a little bit, maybe a little bit jitters, just trying to do too much early on, nibbling a little bit, putting myself in some bad counts. And then, from there on, I can live with the outcome after that. But, anytime you put your team down five in the first, it's obviously never good for us.
What does your process look like to work through some of those struggles? Like, I know you've been around and had a lot of experiences pitching a lot. So what for you, working through things and not letting them get too big, how does that kind of work in your mind?
Well, I mean, I think just like I said, that first kind of sped up on me. All the newness and all that stuff, and just wanting to go and do a 1-2-3 inning and kind of get back in the dugout and kind of get that over with. But I think obviously, hopefully next time will be a lot better. The nerves won't be there as much, and it'd be able to kind of settle in and just pitch, and I was able to do that after that first.
Thank you.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
John, can you pinpoint anything specifically? Maybe it was the nerve that led to the change after the first innings. From the next four, you're pretty effective there.
Just settled down, just got to the bottom of the zone. Able to get the curveball in early and then late just for a different look. Sinker was really good. Just first inning, I mean, like I said, the 2-run homer obviously is a huge blow, but then everything following that. So just being able to just kind of settle in and get my feet under me. I think that's really the biggest difference.
What was the environment like for you pitching at Busch Stadium as a member of the home team?
It was good. I mean, I'm excited. I mean, like I said, I think I've said that numerous times, just the jitters of it and all that stuff. It's pretty cool, kind of surreal moment to throw to Yadi, and I've been on the other side from him for a long time, and to get to do that. And I've pitched a lot of games here, so that wasn't weird. It just you want to make a good first impression, and I wasn't able to do that.
Thank you.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
John, when you talk about things speeding up on you, do you mean sort of mentally, or do you mean actually your delivery speeding up on you?
I think a combo of both. I mean, like I said, I'm out there, was it 7 pitches in, down 2-0. It's like 30 seconds into a fight, you get hit in the chin, you don't know where you're at. So, there's a lot of things going on. And now it's just trying to minimize damage, and I didn't do that. Finally get a ground ball there to get the double play after, after 5 runs. So it's hard to come back from, put them in a bad position. But I think it's a combination of everything, mentally, physically. You try to make adjustments, you end up walking through your delivery and speeding up, and stuff flattens out. Just it's never good when that happens.
That walk to the ball also kind of emblematic of that, just the pitch that you probably want called right there. You don't get it, kind of don't get the strike zone you want.
Felt like there's quite a few of those tonight for whatever reason. But I mean, that's the nature of the game. You got to make adjustments to what's going on. You can't, use that as an excuse. So yeah, I would have liked it, but it didn't go my way, and you have to go on to keep making good pitches.
You've obviously got a lot of experience in this game. How valuable or how necessary, I guess, was it for you to get through five?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously big for the bullpen, kind of the National League side of the game. Your spot comes up, and luckily, well, not luckily, but you had the 2 outs there, I think, in the third or whenever I got to hit. Was fortunate enough to get to go further after that. You never want to put your bullpen in a bad situation at the beginning of a series, and obviously 5 innings isn't great, but with the situation we were in, just tried to pitch as much as I could and hopefully save those guys as best as I could.
Last thing I want to ask you then, have that 6-run lead. Does it shift to you as a starter to just try? try to get as deep as possible at that point.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I think in an American League game, it's a little bit easier. You know, you don't have your spot coming up and you got that DH and you can maybe chip away a little bit easier. But, you know, in the National League game, you know, that pitcher spot always comes back around at the wrong time, it seems like. So, you know, to be able to at least get the five with how everything started was a positive that I'm trying to take from tonight.
I guess what I mean is that by doing that, it doesn't linger into tomorrow or the next day. You kind of help kind of preserve them for the days to come.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you come out in the third, you know, you got six innings you got to cover, whereas, you know, we just had the four. So it's a little bit better. Obviously not great, but it's a little bit better.